Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. Ross, how's it going today?
It's going great for me. Probably better than you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, all right, there goes my Gerard Mayo for Hellman's joke, because now I think you got me anyway. I get it, Ross. All right, before we get to the Amari Cooper trade and then the ramifications of all that, I do got to ask you what we've been playing with for the previous 40 minutes or so. We had Mike Sando of The Athletic on. Mike Sando came out with an article, and in that article, and then he repeated to us, essentially, he's talked to NFL executives. They believe there's a way out of the Deshaun Watson deal. What it would be and what it would entail. The Browns would send draft compensation, and we can discuss what you think that would be, but draft compensation to a team like Carolina, a team like Las Vegas, one of these other teams that have cap space and a willingness to make a trade, and then Deshaun Watson could be off our hands. Given that proposition, should the Browns take it?
Well, there's so many more details I would need to know about it, including the dead cap money for the Browns and how much it is over the next couple of years. And if you're these other teams, I mean, think about that as an owner. You're taking on Deshaun Watson's $45 million a year for draft picks. That better be a lot of draft picks. I mean, that better be significant. These guys are not in the business of paying guys $45 million to not play. That would surprise me. Do I think it's a 0% chance? No, but I don't think it's real likely. I mean, something like that has happened before. You guys were part of it.
Yep.
With Brock Osweiler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a money ball move. And so I'm sure if things continue to trend in this direction that the Browns will try to consider any options they could possibly have. But that's a lot, man. I mean, that is a lot. To me, there's got to be some type of hybrid model, right, where they restructure his deal. He still gets what he's owed, his $45 million the next 2 years. The Browns take on some of it, right? So rather than a $45 million salary each of the next 2 years, maybe the Browns give him, let's just say the Browns give him a $40 million signing bonus, and then his salaries the next 2 years are $25 million each. Then maybe we're talking. You know, then maybe the Browns can offload him with draft choices to not have to worry about the other $50 million and to get him off the team. I think Sando is on the right track, that the Browns are going to have to do a pull an Osweiler, a reverse Osweiler, to try to decide how to try to figure out how to do this.
Ross, when you think about trades in general right now, Amari Cooper going over to the Bills. Now the Bills finally have a number one like they did last year in Diggs. But you look at the Browns team now. You unload for a third and a seventh. You now have Jerry Jeudy trying to get maybe some more looks, maybe get some more touches. Does this make a lot of sense for the Browns moving forward with this big trade?
Well, so a couple things. First of all, you called Amari Cooper a number one, okay?
Okay.
I've watched a lot of Browns football this year. He's not played like a number one. I mean, he has not played as well as they need him to play. And I don't know how much of that is not being on the same page with Deshaun Watson, but, you know, that Raiders game I called for CBS, Deshaun actually played pretty well in that game.
Right.
And Amari let him down in a big time way. I actually thought Deshaun was pretty decent in the second half on Sunday against the Eagles. You know, in the first half, he was horrendous. But in the second half, I thought Deshaun did some positive things. Cooper has not played like a one. So I don't blame the Browns for moving on from him at all. And I've been wondering why they haven't gotten the ball to Jerry Jeudy more in the first place. Jerry Jeudy creates separation. Jerry Jeudy, I think, has always been able to get open. His issue has been he hasn't been able to stay healthy. This year he's been healthy. I'm curious to see how the Browns' offense looks and how Jeudy, what kind of numbers he can put up if they feature him more than featuring Cooper. As for the Bills, they didn't have a guy on the outside that could win. I mean, they did not have an outside receiver who could get open or get separation. The second-round pick kid, Keon Coleman from Florida State, he's a contested catch guy. That is not a good thing to be in the NFL. You know, how many contested catch guys from college go to the NFL and have a lot of success? In college, you usually are way bigger and stronger than the corner, and or the corners aren't nearly as good at the catch point. In the NFL, if you're not getting separation, when the ball comes, they're looking at your eyes and they're ripping up through your hands right when they see your eyes get big and the ball coming, or they're looking at your hands. It's just really, really hard to be a consistent, contested catch guy in the NFL. The Bills needed someone who could get some separation and get open at times on the outside against man coverage. They had to get a guy like Amari Cooper.
Let me ask you, though, then. Do you feel like Amari is going to be great with Buffalo? And the reason why I present it that way is I do feel like the Browns, I felt like they kind of misjudged what Amari Cooper's reaction to almost being traded for Brandon Ayuk. And I mean, we saw him not play well, but he's played well for a decade, Ross. Like, he's been consistently awesome. To have it just disappear seemed like something more was going on there.
Well, that's an interesting point. I kind of forgot about that earlier in training camp with the whole Ayuk thing. Maybe there was some distraction on his part. You know, maybe, though, imagine me and Amari Cooper, okay? And last year you proved you can still put up huge numbers with Joe Flacco feeding you. And then you're playing this year and your quarterback's not good. He's not close to as good as Flacco was for you at the end of last year. That's got to be maddening for any wide receiver. Now, you still got to be a pro about it. You can't be dropping passes. You still got to do your job. But on some level, man, it's such a dependent position, right? You need the offensive coordinator to game plan for you. Then he needs to call a play for you. Then the offensive line needs to block. The defense can't double you or roll coverage to you. The quarterback needs, like, those guys play a very, very dependent position, which is why most of them, you know, have the demeanor that they do. People call them wide receiver divas or whatever. But it did seem like Cooper was not being the pro this year that he had been previously, like we see often with receivers for whatever reason. My guess is he will all of a sudden, miraculously, start to play a lot better in Buffalo. I will say this, though. The quarterback has a lot to do with it. I mean, Josh Allen's one of the, I don't know, three best quarterbacks in the world, and Deshaun Watson right now has been played overall this year like one of the five worst. And so Cooper can't help but be better with a quarterback like Allen as opposed to what he had with Watson. The thing that annoys me is that he kind of let Watson down. You know, I mean, I know Watson hasn't been great. We all know that. We can all see it. But what would Watson's numbers be this year if Cooper just didn't have the drop? Like that Raiders one that bounced off his chest?
Yeah.
Like what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
They would have won that game, and Deshaun's numbers would have been really good, and people would have felt a lot differently about even just Deshaun and the Browns if they just won that one more game.
Yeah, it would have been a lot different, right? They win one more game. Now we're not talking about how bad the offense is and how the defense is constantly on the field. Nick Chubb coming back this weekend. Do you think that is a huge boost in the arm for this offense to maybe open it up a little bit?
Well, I think we got to see what version of Nick Chubb we get. You know, I don't know if you guys follow Pro Football Doc, Dr. Chow, on social media, the longtime Chargers team doctor, mm-hmm. or you go to his website, sixscore.com. But he does not have high hopes for Nick Chubb this year in particular, but really ever returning to form. I hope he's wrong. He hopes he's wrong, right? We all hope he's wrong. I absolutely love everything about Nick Chubb as a person, as a player. I hope he comes out and he's awesome. But we got to start with that. I don't know what version of Nick we're going to get. That's number one. Number two, you know, I'm curious to see how Nick operates in this offense. You know, it feels like it's kind of a different offense than what they've run previously that Chubb's had success with. You know, they used to be so much of the wide zone, outside zone, the boots, the play action. They kind of went away from that to do more of the RPOs and zone reads and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, it certainly hasn't been a positive for the offensive line, that's for sure. We'll see if it's a positive for Nick.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery stores to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We're talking to Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker here on The Fan. Ross, let me ask you then, if you traded Amari, how far does this go? I would imagine Za'Darius Smith would be on the table, but do they go as far as trading someone like Myles Garrett even?
Well, I've been asked that because people were wondering, especially after what happened in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would – the way I would answer that is that I am very impressed both with the moves they've made as well in talking with them over the years by Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And I know a lot of fans, I'm sure, are down on both of them right now and blah, blah, blah. But I think they're both smart enough to know they have to at least consider everything. And so, I mean, there's some offer that they could get. If someone said, we'll take Myles Garrett and we'll take Deshaun Watson with him in the contract. Can you imagine? That would be unbelievable, by the way. Stuff like that never happens in the NFL. If this were the NBA, it would have happened yesterday. You know, there'd be a Deshaun Watson and Myles Garrett get traded to the Lions and the Lions go win the Super Bowl or whatever. That would be fascinating. I don't think it happens. I mean, Myles was the defensive player of the year in the league last year for a reason. He's just an absolutely incredible player. And I'm just so impressed with, even with the injuries this year, that he still is battling every week. Like his maturity, his professionalism, I hope Cleveland fans really appreciate, you know, what they have with guys like Myles and Chubb and Betonio and some of these guys that, you know, laid on the line. Yeah, they're getting paid, but they're also laid on the line because they know how much it means to the people of Cleveland every week, even though they know that, you know, they're not going anywhere this year. That's for sure.
Well, and as of right now, like the only way we change that conversation, because I agree, I don't think Andrew Berry is doing it, but Myles, and he's gone through a lot here in Cleveland, he has not been the guy that says, get me out of here, because that's how that happens, Ross.
Well, you're right. What's interesting about that is that didn't used to happen really in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to happen a little bit more now, right? Like Devontae Adams pulls his hamstring, you know, before that Browns game that I called in week four. And, oh, he hurt his hamstring in practice. Well, that's rare. That doesn't happen very often. Now that he gets traded, his hamstring's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be ready to play for the Jets Sunday night in Pittsburgh. So more and more NFL guys are starting to try to do things like that. Just based on the way in which he's conducted himself since he's been a Brown, I don't think Miles would handle it that way. I think he would be more inclined to say behind the scenes, hey, guys, you know, I've given you everything I got. It's been great. I really would like to go try to go somewhere else where I feel like I can win. But if you're the Browns, why are you moving? I mean, you have to get something super good to move on from arguably the best defensive player in the NFL.
Ross, fantastic insight as always. We'll catch up with you later. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. I got to do this for the listeners. Later, dude.
Yes.
Ross Tucker, that was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Insider call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. All right, we come on back. 216-474 to below 92. Where do the Browns go from here, and is Myles Garrett on the table? Why is it that we're just playing with the assumption that Myles is here forever? Because after what we've seen over the previous year and change, really just over the 6 weeks, I question a lot of it. 216-474 to below 92. And if I question a lot of it, maybe we get to a spot where Miles does as well. But how willing with the Aiden Hutchinson injury would the Browns be to explore that? We'll explore it next. It's Jonathan Pito and Jason Stanford with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Pito and Jason Stanford with you guys on Afternoon Drive. I have that big old belly laugh is how it's always been described to me.
Enjoying it with Ross right there, right?
That's it. That's all it is. So he is right on a couple different things. And why we're bringing this to the table, I'll get to in a second. But he's right in the idea that the NFL has changed, Jason. Like they are, the stars are in control now. This is a different league. Devontae Adams all of a sudden has an injury to then he is doing the Willy Wonka, just sprying up and then being as healthy as can be the moment he gets traded to Aaron Rodgers as he plays peekaboo on the Pat McAfee show and just comes out of nowhere. But the point is that if Myles Garrett, and this is where Miles enters the equation, I don't know that Myles Garrett is just going to sit back and watch as we go through, if it's a big rebuild, if it's an actual rebuild. I don't know that Myles Garrett wants to just be a passenger for that one. I at some point, he's got to want to win.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a complete rebuild. You're looking to get a new quarterback,
right? I agree with that, by the way.
You know, because you do have a ton of good players on the defensive side. Myles Garrett, by far, one of the best football players, not on the defense or offense, probably of all time. You know, I would put him up against anybody right now when you look at what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he's
on
great.
The offensive side, you have some pieces. You get a new quarterback in here because Deshaun Watson probably is not your answer. And maybe things change. And for me, looking at Myles Garrett, he is the perfect pro that you need for this organization. You need a guy that keeps the stability going, and you have a guy that doesn't speak a whole lot, right? He's not big with speaking. He shows it on the field day in and day out.
Well, and as long as Miles is here, I think it tells the fan base we're not waving the white flag. I think it signals to the fan base that we are in it. We are trying to win. Look, we didn't just get rid of our cornerstone player. Like, we are doing it. We're keeping Denzel. We're keeping Miles. We're keeping name this guy, name that guy. The part of this equation that the Browns can't account for is what happens if Myles Garrett says, I went through 1-31. I went through the Baker Wars. I was a good soldier the entire time.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Detroit's calling. I want out. I want to be able to win. And on top of it, you're going to do it in a way that makes it seem like this was your decision and not mine, so that I can still come back here and be able to do everything I want to do in regards to the Browns fans and not feel like I just abandoned ship.
Yeah, it would be hard, you know, for me. Like, you think about it from the player perspective, like you're talking about, of saying, if we're not going to win and we're going to unload everybody, then at some point, I want to be able to have that chance to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, look at Amari Cooper. He just got traded, and now he's got Josh Allen, and he's in as rosy of a picture as he possibly could be.
Yeah, you go from a 1-5 team, now you're a 4-2 team, and you're in first place. You have a chance in the AFC to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, it says a lot, but it also says a lot for the Browns to say, you know what, if we unload one player, maybe it changes the outlook of what we're trying to accomplish right now. Maybe it does, like what Stefanski was saying earlier, too. Hey, we're going to give some guys some other touches. Mm-hmm. Maybe this allows Deshaun Watson to be Deshaun Watson. We haven't seen Deshaun Watson yet.
Yeah.
You know, since he's been here, we've seen bits and pieces of him, right? We've seen, okay, hey, he's a couple good throws or a couple good series. We haven't seen a whole game yet of Deshaun Watson. And we saw second half last game against the Eagles. Yes, he was good. He was better.
You sound like you're still holding out hope that maybe, just maybe, Deshaun still has something left in him.
Here's why I'm holding hope. Because I have a Guardians hoodie on today. That's why I'm holding out hope for Cleveland, the fan base, right? The sports base of it. That's why I'm holding out hope. Now, ask me next week after Sunday. It might change.
That might change. 216-474-0092. A lot of optimism for the Guardians we had in the first hour. Odyssey Rewind, go back and listen to that. And before you're like, Jonathan, why are you bringing this Myles Garrett nonsense to the table? You should be talking maybe some more practical players like Za'Darius Smith, etc. We'll get to Za'Darius. I promise you we will. But as when I asked Ross the question, you heard it, Jason. He's like, oh, yeah. I've been asked this one before. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, because you probably go on Detroit at 97.1 The Ticket. Well, right now, Detroit and Detroit Sports Talk Radio, and I'll play something from our guy Mike Villani in a second, but Detroit is telling you they don't have a chance for a Super Bowl with Aiden Hutchinson out. They are calling Max Crosby. They're trying to get anybody, and really, no names are off limits here. And this was Mike Villani. You guys can catch him here on Saturday mornings. He does a show called Boomer and Villani that we air here on 92.3 The Fan, and this is him on his local show. By the way, massive ratings. It might be the highest local sports talk radio in the country when it comes to ratings. Very popular show. And this is where the Lions fan is at.
Myles Garrett and his dead cap, and whether it's 50 mil, 25 mil, if they can restock their shelves, get first-round picks, they're dead anyways. The dead cap doesn't mean anything. They know they're about to be terrible. They are, in fact, terrible now. It is why I think it's at least worth a phone call. Not pounding the desk. I'm not mad if it, all I want to read is a report that they called and got laughed at. Yes, I would call about Myles Garrett. Why? Well, they just traded Amari Cooper. Oh, but what about the dead money? Dude, they're dead regardless. Go look at their cap table. They're not winning. They can't win with Deshaun Watson. They have to burn it to the ground. Go ahead, get rejected. Have the Browns say they want 12 first-round picks. Have Myles Garrett say he wants to live out his days in Cleveland. I don't care. Pick up the phone.
I kind of want Andrew Berry to go to Myles Garrett and say, okay, this is, Detroit's offering 2 first-round picks is the rumor I heard. It'd be 2 first-round picks. That's what they're trying to float around there for Max Crosby. I would assume Myles would probably get 2 first and then even and then some because he's a little bit better than Max Crosby is. He's not significantly better, but he's a little bit better. Jason, that is, if we couple that with the first-round pick we already have, I mean, you are stacking up draft classes then.
If that were to take place, if that were even to be on the table, right? If all of a sudden the phone rings and Andrew Berry's like, okay, what are you offering? And, you know, Detroit comes back and says, we'll give you two first, we'll give you a second, we'll give you a fifth. At that point, Andrew Berry has to go to Myles Garrett and say, Myles, this is what you're being offered right now to go win a possible Super Bowl and to be in a town that is similar to Browns fans, right?
Yep.
I mean, Detroit loves their base. I mean, they love their Lions. So when you look at this whole scenario, it's not a bad option if you have all of that in the cupboard, because then all of a sudden you can replenish it real fast. There are some takers out there that in the college world, there are some good players coming up through the draft class.
Yeah, the Lions are in a desperate spot, and you'd be able to take advantage of that. You just got to ask yourself, what type of rebuild is this? Are you going to have three first-round picks next year? What could that do? I guess it'd be two first-round and then two the following year.
Right.
What could that do for a team? Or are you going to keep Miles and then keep this thing going and then, you know, draft a quarterback and go from there? Like, you got a lot of different options is the point. I don't love giving up on a Myles Garrett, but there is a part of me that wonders, at what point does Myles turn around and say to everyone involved, I've been through a lot with you guys. Like, do what you just did to Amari. Send me to a competitive team. Make it look good. Send me to a competitive team. Tell people it was the draft picks, and I'll try to go win a Super Bowl with Detroit. 216-474-0092, because right now he's turning into this generation's Joe Thomas. That's who he is right now.
Yep, he is.
And that's not great. David in Cleveland. What's up, David?
Yes, how you doing today?
Hey, David.
Hey, please remember my name when I say this here. Cooper. You get rid of Cooper, and you wonder why he wasn't catching. First of all, they didn't want to pay. Second of all, then you want to trade him. Of course, I'd have stopped wanting to catch the ball, too. He's going to go to Buffalo like he's going, and he's going to start catching. Watson. You didn't build anything. Really, you didn't build around Watson as far as the offensive line. He only has 2 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds to do what he needs to do. So he's going to get up out of here, go somewhere else, and he's going to be a beast. Rebuilding, I'm not confident in the people that does the drafting.
So that's the other part of that, David. That's the other part of that. Not a lot of, and I appreciate you, not a lot of belief in Andrew Berry out there in those streets. There just isn't. Frank and Gates Mills. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
The Browns owe it to the fans to evaluate whether they can get something big for Myles Garrett. I would not even try to compare that to the idea of Amari Cooper being traded to Buffalo. And my comment about that, there was a comment made earlier about NFL players are not asking to be traded. Well, Amari Cooper did by not trying and not coming to practice on a regular basis. So I wouldn't even talk about those in a similar vein as I would with Myles Garrett. I'm glad Amari's out of here. I don't think Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback, but he's trying, unlike Amari Cooper was. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you. AJ up next. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to float a question by you. Would you trade Myles for two firsts, a third, and the Hendon Hooker, the backup?
Yeah, Hooker's not good. I like what you're doing there. Hooker stinks. But I don't think two first and a third does it for me, but it does if Miles says, yeah, I could see a world in Detroit. I got to find out how committed Myles Garrett is. Well, that's the question there. Does Myles want to be here? And if he doesn't want to be here, and he'd have all the right in the world after how many years he's been here and been awesome to say, I want to go play for a title winner. I wouldn't hate him for that. And if he says that, then I'd give him the accommodations.
No, and at that point, the player's looking out for his own interests, right? He's looking out saying, I gave you everything I had and then some. We couldn't go anywhere with it. Now allow me to have that chance to play in one Super Bowl. That's all I'm asking.
And I think he'd get there with Detroit. Oh, I really do.
That team is so good up there. And if you were to add Myles Garrett to that side, oh my goodness.
But with that Hutchinson injury, they really do feel like they are now a pass rusher short. And that's why they're on the phones calling. And yes. I would imagine, I would bet dollars to donuts, they've already called Andrew Berry. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on with this. And also, Jason being the father of a 15-year-old, I got to get his insight on something. I think he's going to help clear it up for me. At least I hope you can. I have no idea what type of wisdom you have to offer.
Oh, boy.
But you seem like you got some good insight. So we'll find out if you can fix my life just a little bit while also not calling it Fix My Life, because that's already a segment that people do. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. If the Lions came calling, I could see why that would be appetizing to Miles, even though I hope that he would say something else.
Two quick things and let me go and just tell me what you think about it.
Yeah.
Number one, I hope Miles can stay and be a leadership on this team if he wants to stay. If he does want to go, that's a whole other, you know, thing. But
yeah,
I also was reading, I read a lot about the Lions. Their ownership supposedly doesn't want to spend any high draft picks for anybody. They're not looking for – Miles is going to be too rich for their blood. I don't think that he's going to go – maybe the Cowboys, but I don't think the Lions is going to be a feasible option for the Browns.
All right, thank you, Josh. We played the clip from Mike Valeni, 97.1 The Ticket. He is the authority in Detroit Sports Talk Radio. He's saying you have to call. And not Sports Talk Radio guy being like, you have to call, the same way I'd be like, in any situation, yeah, go out there. Because they think the Super Bowl is within reach. They went to an NFC title game last year. They're within a half of playing in the Super Bowl themselves. And then they vomited all over their shoes, and we saw how that all went. But like they think they're right there. Like, this is the window right now. And what's the worst thing that happens to him is, Aiden Hutchinson comes back next year and they have Hutchinson and Myles Garrett. Like, those are the good problems to have, as Marlo Stanfield would say.
Very much so.
Like, it's just, I get what you're saying, but they're looking at it completely in a completely different light. I mean, they're looking at it like, if they don't have Aiden Hutchinson, that is the Chiefs without Jones. That is... I mean, that, name whatever team you want to say that you think has a chance. Just take their best pass rusher off the field. And what you can make an argument is the most important part of that Detroit team, not named Jared Goff, to whether or not they get there.
Right. Well, and I think when you look at it too, like, you could go over to the Bills. When Von Miller was at his best, you had to have him on the field. And it's similar to what Myles Garrett is about.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm gonna need your. I have no idea. Are you good at advice? Do people say, like, in life, like, oh yeah, you always give the best advice?
So let me just preface this by saying it's Stanny session time.
Wait, oh, you lost a point there. you lost a point for keeping score at home. You lost a point.
How does that lose a point there?
How Stanny did you gain session. Points already today in our rolling scoreboard? As if I'm Tony Reale on Around the Horn.
Oh, we got the pickle going.
The pickle.
We got the pickle going. We got the water boy.
Okay, so you're close.
All right.
I think you might be -1 in the day now.
Oh, that man. Was. I think we're back to zero.
What'd you call it? Stanny time?
Stanny session.
Stanny session.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's SOS.
We're in for the Stanny session. Because you have a 15-year-old girl.
Yes.
And I told you my daughter is not even 2. So I have no frame of reference with that at all.
That is a huge gap right there.
It's a massive gap. And so I need your help here. So the other day, we got a ring on the doorbell. And we didn't answer because I was here at work and my wife was at work as well. And it was this 16-year-old girl, excuse me. And she's babysat for us before. Like, she's just a wonderful person, wonderful student. She's like, she's what you'd want in a 16-year-old girl. Like, she seems great, right? And she was like in tears, and you could see her in tears through the ring doorbell. And you're like, oh, this stinks. All right, what happened? Like, why is she coming up in tears? And long story short, we get there. She'd hit our mailbox with the car. And I tell my wife, I'm like, all right, she hit the mailbox. Like, this is like, the mailbox is done. That's it. It's over. We just got to buy a new mailbox and put it in, and it is what it is. And so, like, we're like texting with her, and then her dad called, and I wanted to know, like, if your daughter hit my mailbox, what do you think the responsibility of us, of me, should be in this scenario? Because the dad did a great job. The dad was like, we'll pay for the mailbox. But in my mind, I'm just thinking it's going to cost this 16-year-old girl the money. I don't know. Maybe the dad is covering it. But if I had a daughter myself, I'd probably be like, I'm going to tell them we're paying for it, but it's coming out of your piggy bank, essentially. And I don't want to do that. Like, she's babysat for us a few times. Like, she works hard. And at 16 years old, you don't have much money. Like, a $100 mailbox might wipe you out.
Very much so. And especially, babysitting can be very lucrative. I mean, if you're
she charges a good rate, by the way, for what that's worth.
If you're a good babysitter and you're in high demand, you're going to make some bank right now at a 15, 16, 17-year-old.
Okay.
And the reason I know this is because my daughter babysits.
She babysits and makes
money.
And
she just made
I made $5
bank.
An hour, Jason. That's what I was making, $5 an hour.
I was losing money if I tried to babysit. People are like, get out of here. But my daughter just babysat on Saturday for her uncle and made absolute bank. And she's like, Dad, I want to go to Lulu. And I'm like, oh, no, save your money, kid.
Oh, she got Lulu money.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where she's making bank, right? So in the point for you right now, I would have a conversation, especially like if my daughter would do that, like if she was babysitting for you and she ran over your mailbox, I'd have a conversation with her. I'd talk to you. I would cover it because.
Oh, you would as the dad.
I would. And here's why.
Because he's got money. I'm not worried about
his
money.
For my oldest daughter, I'm covering it 100%. That's my first baby girl, right? For my middle one.
Not the middle one?
For I love her to death. I mean, she is...
Well, sounds like it.
Love her to death.
Yeah, my sounds like
one,
it, yeah.
I would be like, you're going to have to work hard for that one. My son, I'd be like, you're out of the house.
What?
You know?
Why is there... I mean, I get the son thing. And listen, we want to bring Ken into the equation. Ken once told me some of the greatest advice I've ever gotten in life, and it's true. He's like, be lucky and be happy you have a girl, because I have boys and I have to be mean to them.
Right.
And I'm like...
You gotta be tough.
I've thought about it all the time.
Tough
I would be
love.
So mean to my sons. But with the daughter, I just love her and that's it. That's all I have to do is love her.
I try to be hard on my oldest, okay? Like, I try. And then she's like, oh, Dad. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I melt because she's like...
So wait, but now I have to figure out if this guy, what he thinks about his daughter, is it his version of your top daughter? Is it his version of that,
right,
or is it the middle daughter? What am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would have to get more information, but...
Can I realistically Venmo this person for a mailbox?
Yes, I would. Well, why would you Venmo?
That's what he said to do. He was like, Venmo me the money, and what it is when it's done, and then I'll make sure it gets to your account.
All day long. Yeah, I would. I would take that Venmo from him because his daughter did that, and I wouldn't take the money out of her account.
I mean, I do have to put the mailbox in.
Right.
There's time on my hands. There's invested. I'm like, I'm not letting anyone off scot-free, essentially.
Maybe some wings.
Yeah, we can always make peace with the wings.
There we go.
Maybe even some ramen if we want to get real frisky
even
with it.
Better. There you go, ramen.
See? Now you're getting the plus ones.
Yes.
Now we're talking
it. Back in the pickle.
You're not back. Okay. You just lost a point. You gained a point. You lost a point. 5 at 5 next. Albert Breer at 520. Jason Stanford, Jonathan Peterlin. Afternoon Drive right here in the Fed.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.